Okay, we're beginning Shir number 17. Shir Yud Zayin happens to be that Yud Zayin is the gematria of Toiv, which is the Tkufa of Sfiras Oimer that we're in right now. The days between Lag BaOmer and Shavuos is gematria Toiv, and it's gematria 17. These days that we're in right now, it's days of Toiv. Ki lekach Toiv nasati lechem terasi al tazoivu. Getting ready for Matan Torah, it's a time of Toiv, it's a time of good, it's a Kabbalah Satorah, Torah is Toiv. And it says that when a baby boy is born, so it's not just a bracha of a Shachiyanu, but rather it's a bracha of a Toiv Ametiv, because when a boy comes into the world, it's Toiv for the world, and therefore we have a special situation today. We're celebrating Shragi's newborn nephew that was born by Hashem. Very big simcha. And everybody should make brachas. Lizchusai. No, tomorrow. Lizchusai, everybody should make brachas. Bezer Hashem.
Party tomorrow. Okay? Also, right?
So, Shragi, we are looking forward to hearing the timing of this bris. And I guess when everyone, if it's going to be Shavuos morning, everyone's going to be staying up the whole night learning, and they'll be able to do the bris v'sikin. Once we're on that topic, so are they going to be doing the bris before Shachris? Are they going to be doing the bris after Shachris, before Kriyas HaTorah? Are they going to do the bris after Kriyas HaTorah, before Musaf? Are they going to do the bris after Musaf? How's it going to work? There's a serious question over here as far as Reason Magdimin is concerned, and Yehuda Moshe over here is actually learning Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, so he'll share with us Bez Hashem on another time when he gets to it. The halachas, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, what to do when there's a bris on Rosh Hashanah morning. When do you do the bris? Do you do it before Shachris, after Shachris, before Kriyas HaTorah, after Kriyas HaTorah, before Tkiyas, after Tkiyas, before Musaf, after Musaf? When do we do the bris? You learned it already?
No, but Tadir
V'Shen and Tadir. Okay, Tadir is another factor, which we'll have to leave on the side for a second. It's a big sugya, Tadir V'Shen and Tadir, but I'm talking about Mitzad Zriz and Magdimon right now. Mitzad Zriz and Magdimon. Okay. Let's get involved in Zriz and Magdimon in today's sugya. We left off with the Birchas of Ram. Yesterday, it was a beautiful Birchas of Ram. It was a Gishmak and Birchas of Ram to explain to us two Mahalchim in the difference between Zriz and Magdimon and Mitzvah Baliyot Chal Tach Mitzana. Yikor Bar Bar, Rab Nacham. There was one more piece over there from the Birchas of Ram, Rab Ram Erlinger, who is one of the Rosh Hashivas of Kol Torah, Chashavah Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. It's Yeshiva Bai Began. That was Upsalma Zalman's yeshiva. And Birchas Avram is a gewaldige sefer on basically all of the yeshivas and mesechtas and more. It's a gewaldige sefer. If you ever want to learn Gishmak Sugyas, whip out the Birchas Avram. Okay? So the Birchas Avram has a beautiful chakira on our discussion of Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzvahs. Zrizin Magdimin Lemitzvahs could be looked at one of two ways. The idea of a chakira is to help us appreciate the concept under discussion. So we have a concept, Zriz Magdimin Lemitzvahs. We want to appreciate what exactly is this idea. You need to do it earlier. What's the idea that I didn't do it earlier? Where does that come from? What's the mechayiv? What's the halacha? What's the yisoid of the dvarim? So he says a beautiful chakira. A chakira presents two tzedadim. What are the two tzedadim? Let's hear. One side is that maybe Zriz Magdimin Lemitzvahs is a positive way of behavior. It's a midah toiva. It's the right way to act. You open up a Mesilas Yesharim. And in Mesilas Yesharim it says that there's a midas hazerizos that a person should follow. And when he has the midas hazerizos, so then he does mitzvahs in all sorts of positive ways. That's a very chashuv way to live life. It's very beautiful. That's reminiscent of how Avraham Avinu lives his life, right? He was in his diaries by mitzvahs, very chashuv. Zriz and Magdimin Lemitzvahs. That's one way to look at it. That's a din in the gavra. There's another way to look at it. What's the other way to look at it? That it's a din in the mitzvah. Meaning, every mitzvah has its halacha of what you need to do for the mitzvah. Let's talk about bris milah, for example. The mitzvah of milah, it says by Yom HaShmini. On the eighth day, you'll do the bris. Which tells us, kol yom kulo kasher lemilah, the whole day is kasher. This that we say, the whole day is kasher, comes along Zriz and Magdimin, and is a din in the mitzvah itself that tells you that lichatchila, you need to do, or maybe even more than lichatchila, you need to do the mitzvah early in the day, first thing in the day. So the idea of Zrizim, according to the second tzad, is a din in the mitzvah itself. It's a din in the mitzvah, not mitzad the person. Listen to this interesting nafkamina. There are discussions about Zuizim in a lot of mitzvahs. About Zuizim in a lot of different mitzvahs. But I've seen in some achronim that they want to suggest that Zuizim does not apply to every single mitzvah, only some mitzvahs. If you go through Shas, you'll see Zuizim comes up in certain mitzvahs. Those are the mitzvahs that it applies to, but other mitzvahs it does not apply to. Now let's ask ourselves the question, why would that be? Why would the concept of Zuizim apply to some mitzvahs and not to other mitzvahs? What's pshat? What would be the logic for such a thing? I'll pee this chakira, it could make a lot of sense. If you say it's a din in the mitzvah itself, so then maybe it makes sense that it would depend upon which mitzvah you're dealing with. Some mitzvahs have a special halacha that they need to be done earlier in the day, but other mitzvahs maybe don't. Mashenkin, if we say it's a din in the gavra, it's a din in how a yid behaves, that he's always trying to do the best, always trying to do the earliest, so then l'chayra should make no difference what mitzvah you're dealing with. Every single mitzvah should have the concept of Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs. This is one way of demonstrating the chakira over here, bringing out a nafkamina in the chakira. Bez Hashem Lineta will try to appreciate the chakira more as we go through some other shilas that come up. There's a number of other shilas that come up over here in Zrizim. The Shavus Yaakov, I want you to know, by the way, this Musig of Zrizim comes up throughout the past few hundred years. The history of Klai Yisrael has discussed many shilas of Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvahs. We're going to touch upon a few that came up, but there's many, many shilas that came up in the history of Klai Yisrael which relate to Zrizim over here. Let's talk about a few. The Shavus Yaakov, one of the Achrayim, is a Shalas Tshuva Sefer, called Shavus Yaakov. In Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Dalet, he raises a very famous question. A person is involved in davening on Sukkot morning, and Hallel, usually we take the Dalet Minim. So now the question is, he has a question. He is in a shul where not everybody has their own set of Dalet Minim. Somebody comes over to him and he says, here's a set of Dalet Minim. You want to use the Dalet Minim? I davened in the first minyan. You could use my Dalet Minim. So he's thinking to himself, wow, that's wonderful. I didn't have a Dalet Minim. Thank you so much. I could use this Dalet Minim for my halal. But the guy next to him has a much nicer Dalet Minim. It's a bigger, it's a kiyum of Zekei Livan Veyu in a much better way. It's a Hidur Mitzvah. So which one should he do? Should he take the Dalet Minim that he has available to him right now? That's Zrizim Magdima L'Mitzvahs. Or is it better to push off the mitzvah? Don't do it right now. And instead, have a more mehudur dika mitzvah later on. Which one wins out? I guess you could put it as like a competition. A competition between two concepts in mitzvahs. One is Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs, and one is Hidur Mitzvah. Which one is going to be the winning halacha in discussing this shaila? The Shas Tshuva Shavus Yaakov has an arichus about this discussion, and he discusses it from a number of different angles, from a number of different possibilities. But what would you think? Anybody had an idea on this topic? Anybody thought about it?
Could be Hidur Mitzvah.
Could be, you should go with Hidur Mitzvah. Why? Hidur's in the Torah. Is that Kehli Van Veyu? Yeah. Very good. And Zviz Magdim L'Mitzvahs, what's the Makarv Zviz Magdim L'Mitzvahs? We ask him Avram Abayker, isn't that a pasuk in the Torah too?
But it's specifically with Esrei, no?
What, Zekei Levan Veyu?
No, Hidur,
Zekei Levan Veyu is in all mitzvahs. Zekei Levan Veyu is a vard in all mitzvahs. Priyetz Hadar, okay, that's the type of species that you're supposed to use for the Dalet Minim. But the din of Hidur Mitzvah comes from Zekei Levan Veyu. And that's din in all mitzvahs. Yeah? Shragi had a gevaldige pshat. Let's hear Shragi. What do you want to say?
Saying, if you want to say it's on the mitzvah itself,
mm-hmm.
because what does Zrizim do to the mitzvah? Zrizim, in a sense, enhances the mitzvah. So if it's for the mitzvah, and the Zrizim enhances the mitzvah, then if the whole point is to enhance the mitzvah and the priyat hadar is enhancing the mitzvah, waiting will, in a sense, do the opposite. So maybe, one hand, maybe you should just wait. Another hand, or you could say possibly, maybe waiting is considered zuzus.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. I want to explain what Shragi is saying over here. And Menachem also said a similar point. It's a gewaldig pshat. It's so beautiful. I don't remember seeing this point brought out in the Achronim, but it's really geschmack. It's mamish gorgeous.
It's coming up there.
What is the... it's like put it together with the Shalom's famous question about why is Hanukkah 8 days, right? So the question over here is... The Shiloh over here is like this. What does the word Zrizin mean? What does the word Zrizin mean? Zrizin is a type of person. A person who is a Zariz. You learn Mishael Shashar, but it talks about Zrizus, right? It's a certain type of attitude towards mitzvahs. You want to do mitzvahs in the best possible way because you're excited about the mitzvahs. You're enthusiastic about the mitzvahs. You're inflamed, like we spoke about Yehuda Moshe's guy who wants to do Bris Milah too early yesterday, right? You're inflamed for the mitzvahs. It's gewaldic. That's wonderful. Zuck Shragi, if that's the definition of Zrizin, so that means that I want to do mitzvahs not just early, but I want to do mitzvahs in the best possible way. So it could be that waiting to do the mitzvah with a more mehudratik esrog is a kiyum of zrizin, is a function of being a zariz in the mitzvah. It's such a gewaldig pshat. It's so beautiful.
That's if it's the mitzvah or if it's the gavur.
That's before getting involved in that. Before getting involved in that. Just the definition of zrizin. It could be undermines the entire discussion because Zrizin is maybe waiting for it is a Zrizin, right? That's your aura. It's a beautiful aura. But obviously, we can't stop there. Why? Because Zrizin, like we said, what does it generally mean? What does the Gemara say? Magdim le mitzvahs. So now we have a conflict between two types of Zrizin. One is a Zrizin to do it early. One is a Zrizin to do it more mahudr. Both maybe are types of Zrizin. But at the end of the day, there's still two different ideas of Zrizin coming into play over here. So which one is going to win out?
Why is waiting for it to be more mahudr Zrizin?
Because what does Zrizin mean? Zrizin means I'm a zealot. What does a zealot mean?
Eager.
It means I'm somebody who I'm eager. I'm excited. I'm eager. I'm enthusiastic to do it in the best possible way. To do it in a way that brings such nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to even do it early without wasting a moment. That's Zrizin Magdim Lemitzvahs. But also, Zrizin could be doing the best way. Right? We'll take a look in the Mesillas Sharm. In the Shara Zrizus, the Parak Prakim about Zrizus, right? Excuse me, the Archos Tzadikim is about Sharm. But in Zrizus, that's what he says. You want to do it in the best way. That's included in Zrizus. Zuck Shragi, it's a beautiful pshat. But it's still a conflict between Zrizus, you understand? There's still an issue that needs to be addressed. Which Zrizus is going to win? Still two different Zrizus. Which one is going to win? It's Kishmaka perspective, but it's not over yet. Here, I think we could get into the Chakira. We could get into the Chakira. Here we could get into the Chakira. Why? Because like this. If I say that Zrizin is a din in the mitzvah itself, and Hidr mitzvah is a din in the mitzvah itself, so then I have a conflict. I don't know. Why should I choose one over the other? I don't know. But let's say I say that Zrizin is not a din in the mitzvah. It's a din in the gavra. And Hidr mitzvah is a din in the chefta of the mitzvah itself. So then I understand, then it could make sense to say that if I can get a better mitzvah, so that's going to win out over doing a worse mitzvah, even if I'm acting in a nicer way, in a better way, but my mitzvah is suffering. That doesn't make sense. To do a worse mitzvah because of the my love's reason, that's l'chara strange.
Who said it's worse?
No, I'm saying on this tzad of the chakira,
yeah,
I'm going to use a less mehudr dika esrig.
Yeah,
but I'm going to do it earlier.
I'm doing something else mehudr. Why is one better than the other?
The mitzvah itself is a lower level mitzvah. My personal anhaga is with midot tovos. Yeah, very good.
By doing it quickly, I made it better.
No, that this tzad of zrizin is that it's in the gavra.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly the nakuda. Very good. Yeah? So this is something which comes into question in the chakira. In logic, in lumdus, I think it's very mistaber that the concept of hiddur mitzvah is a din in the mitzvah itself. I'm beautifying the mitzvah, right? Zeh kelev hanveyu, the pshat is I'm being mahadir the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a better quality mitzvah. I'm using a nicer dalad minim. It's a different dalad minim. The dalad minim is a better dalad minim. My tzitzis is a nicer tzitzis. The mitzvah of the tzitzis is a better mitzvah. That I understand in Svara, and it happens to be that this is actually a very famous concept from the Biskurov. The Biskurov actually says this, that Hiddur mitzvah is a din in the mitzvah itself, it's a better mitzvah itself, and that's why the halacha is that you're even allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a Hiddur mitzvah in Bris Milah. Not just for the Milah itself, but for the Hiddur mitzvah of Bris Milah too, Biskurov points out. He proves from there that the Hiddur is a din in the mitzvah itself. Good, very nice. But what about Zrizin? In Zrizin, how does it work? So in Zrizin, what would I say? I could say this way of the Chakira. I could say that way of the Chakira. I don't know which way is right. But I think that it's mistaber to suggest that Zrizin is not necessarily a din in the mitzvah. It's potentially more logical to conclude that it's a din in the Gavra. Especially with what we started off beforehand. What did we say? We said if it's a din in the mitzvah, so then maybe it's limited to certain mitzvahs. But if it's a din in the gavra, it's negat to all of the mitzvahs. As you go through the paiskim, you'll see that the majority opinion is that zrizin is negat to all of the mitzvahs. And therefore, it's more mistaber to say zrizin is negat to all of the mitzvahs. And memela, the conclusion should be, in the dalad minim shaila, which one should I opt for? Should I choose Zrizin and do the worst mitzvah now? Or should I choose Hiddur mitzvah and do it later? What would you say? Lachar, do Hiddur and do it later. Is that how the Shvus Yaakov paskins?
You don't know, you didn't put it here.
You're right, I didn't put it down. But you could guess. That's probably not how he paskins, right? If I want to make it exciting.
I don't know.
Okay, fine, I'll tell you. Yeah? The Shvus Yaakov paskins, I'll read you his words. Nire. L'chayra, Dizrizin, Magdim, and Adif! Isn't that against what I just said? How does it make any sense? Why would Zrizin be better? So the truth is that that's only the beginning of the piece. But the rest of the piece, in the Hamshich over here, he explains, he says like this. He explains that really, there's another factor that we need to take into consideration. Another factor that we need to take into consideration. And that is, what happens if there's a suffix? There's a question. It's not for sure. And in order to bring this out, let's get into the Trumas Hadeshen, because that's where it comes up in a very clear way also. And the Shvus Yaakov quotes Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is one of the Gedolei HaPaiskim. Almost everything that the Trumas Hadeshen says is Paskin D'Halacha L'Maaseh and Shulchan Aruch. Almost everything. Trumas Hadeshen is one of the major Gedolei HaPaiskim of the Minhage Ashkenaz.
What's his name?
Rabbi Yisrael Isserlein. That was his name. Trumas Hadeshen. Okay? He wrote a sefer full of all sorts of interesting shilas. One of them is, it's in Simon Lamed Hey. Trumas Hadeshen says, what is better? There's a concept of Kiddush Lavana. When you see the moon, we're Mevarach the bracha of Kiddush Lavana. Should I do that immediately when I see the new moon? Or should I wait until Matzah Shabbos, when I'll have the kiyum of the what the Besechus Sofrim says, and it's also brought in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tav Chavav, of saying the bracha kishu mevusam when he's wearing nice clothing and he has the simcha of Shabbos with him, it's a better kiyum of Kiddush Levana. What should you do? The question of the Trumas Hadeshen. Right away, Zrizin, or wait till Matzah Shabbos? No Zrizin, but it's a better thing. What would you say?
Well, there's no chetzah over here.
What do you mean? There's a bracha.
Is that a chetzah?
That's the chetzah of the mitzvah that we're talking about. Avad. When we talk about chetzah, we mean the mitzvah. The chetzah of the mitzvah, that's what we mean.
Not a physical thing?
A bracha, if that's the mitzvah, so then that's... No, no.
I have a riot to prove otherwise.
Okay.
Mitzvah Tzricha Kavana, when it comes to Birchas Kriyashma, you don't need to say like something like Hinnan Buchan. When it comes to Sefer Torah, you have to say the Shem Mitzvah Sefer. You have to. When I don't know the law.
Writing a Sefer Torah.
Yeah. When it
okay.
comes to writing a Sefer Torah. When it comes to
L'maisa, the Ritzva, which hopefully we'll get to in Pesachim Daf Zayin, and also the Note of Yehuda in the Tshuva, which he wrote to the Siddur Shal Shabbos, explain that the bracha itself is in place of saying the kavana. So it could be that whenever you're talking about kavana for mitzvahs, mitzvahs trichas kavana, it's not a negeh by a bracha. I agree
so
with that.
So how come by Kriya Shema I don't say anything? Yoitzar Amoris or Ahava Rabba doesn't mention Kriya Shema at all? But
it's,
over there, you're not yoitz in the midst of Kriya Shema if you don't have Kavanah in the first two psukim.
By Shema, by Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
Correct.
But there's no mention of the mitzvah.
I don't understand the question. But I'll tell you what, it's getting us a little bit off track. Can we discuss the Bezer Shem at the end of Shem? Excellent. Okay, so here's the Nekuda. What is the Trumas Edeshin Paskin by Kiddush Lavana? What is he Paskin? What should we do? Should we wait or should we do it right away? What should we do? What do you guys tie up? What does the Trumas Edeshin say?
Wait.
What do you think? What? Trumas Edeshin says, what? Depends. Who said depends? Depends. Very good. Depends.
Wow.
Right? What does it depend on? And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tavchav Vav. What does it depend on? Be'etzem, the Trumas Edeshin says, really, you should wait. Really, you should wait. But what does it depend on? If it's going to be too late in the month, there's a chance that we might end up missing Kiddush Lavana Legamri, then don't wait. What is the Trumas Edeshin telling us? What's the Psak of the Ramah? What's it telling us? An important concept of this idea. We were saying Zrizin wins out over, Hiddur Mitzvah, I mean wins out over Zrizin, but now we learned another concept. Now we learned that if you might potentially lose the mitzvah legamri. So then, no. Then do Zrizim right away. When is Hiddur Mitzvah going to win out? Only if I know for sure that I'm going to get the Hiddur Mitzvah and I'll be able to actually fulfill the mitzvah in time, then it wins out over Zrizim. But if not, Zrizim wins. Reason wins, it follows reason. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That's Alpi the Trumas Edeshin. So when it comes to Dalar Minim, it's a similar musig. If you're going to be misupik about whether you're going to get that extra Dalar Minim, if you're going to be misupik about whether you'll get it on time, etc., so then reason wins out. If there's a tzad that it's going to end up messing you over by waiting, reason wins out. Ein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. You have a Vadai opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah now, you gotta do it now. When do we say that other things win out over Zrizim? Only if they're also a Vadai. Only if you'll also for sure be a Vadai over there also. Okay? This is the first Nekuda. Now let's get into another Nekuda over here. The question of the question of a number of Paiskim also is to discuss, what about Zrizim in relation with Rovam Hadras Melech? There's a concept that a person has a choice between two shuls to davenin. Which shul should he choose? Should he choose the one that has better air conditioning? Should he choose the one that his friends davenin? Which one should he choose? So the halacha discusses this shaila, and the halacha discusses, you should choose the minion that is a bigger minion. Birovam Hadras Melech. Now, this is true
because
only
physically?
Yeah, more people. More people. Rovam Hadras Melech. It's halacha. But it's only true if the ideas of kavana, the kavana is equal. If in the other shul, let's say they have better air conditioning, and therefore you'll be able to be mechaven better, so then that's where you should go. The number one criteria is your kavana. But after kavana, it goes by Rovam Hadras Melech. Now that's if both shuls start at 8 o'clock. What if one of them starts at 7 and one of them starts at 8? So now I have a question. Maybe I should say, Zrizim Magdima LeMitzvahs, the smaller minion starts at 7. The bigger minion starts at 8. Which one do I go to? Do I go to Zrizim or do I go to Rovam Hadras Melech? I'm talking about both the same kavanah. You're right. Kavanah always wins out. In davening, kavanah's number one criteria. But, oh.
It just struck me.
Me too.
I can't remember. Yeah. One of the, you guys, because I looked at Yehuda Moshe. Yehuda Moshe had brought up about that by Mincha, maybe there's no din of Zriz and Bechlal, because you're supposed to daven later in the day. Did you say that the other day? Yeah. So that's actually one of the examples that one of the Achronim quotes where Zrizim wouldn't apply. Remember, I said before, some Achronim say that Zrizim doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. That's one of the examples. Fine. I'll kopanim. Lamaisa, the question is, which one wins out? Does the 7 o'clock Zrizim minion win out? Or does the 8 o'clock Rovam Hadras Melech win out? Which one should you go?
8 o'clock.
Rovam. How do you know?
Because there's no, you don't have a risk of losing it. So we said Hiddur would be Zuzin in the case where you don't have a risk of losing it.
Oh, very good. Zuck Shalom. Rovam Hadras Melech wins out. Why? Because we learned in Hiddur Mitzvah that Hiddur Mitzvah wins out over Zuzin. So just like Hiddur Mitzvah wins out over Zuzin, so too Rovam Hadras Melech wins out over Zuzin. Very nice. Very nice. Let's bring up some of the discussion of the Paiskim about this Shiloh. The Be'al Lacha, you have something else to say?
Does that depend if the rov, the people in the shul have kavanah also, or just your personal kavanah?
No, okay, Beseder. If one shul is with bigger Yerei Shemayim and one shul is with the people who talk in shul, so you should go to the one that, even if it's smaller and everything, the ones that people don't talk in shul. Mask it. Okay, but listen to this.
It's better to go to a big shul.
Yeah, Rovam Hadras Melech. That's halacha. Halacha
Mufreshes.
If everything's equal, kavanah is equal. Rovam Hadras Melech. Now, I'm presenting a shiloh of Rovam Hadras Melech in a later minion versus a smaller minion, which is reason. That's a shiloh which I'm presenting. I'm leaving Vesikin out because Vesikin is a separate cheshbon. But let's say 7 and 8 o'clock, okay? So which one wins out? Zuck Shalom? Just like Hiddur wins out over his reason, Rovam Hadras Melech wins out over his reason. Very good. Beautiful. Nice idea. The Be'alacha in Simin Tavchav Vav, which is Kiddush Lavana, the Be'alacha brings down, what about Kiddush Lavana? Okay, should you do it much of Shabbos by yourself, right away, let's say? Or should you wait until a group gets together and then you'll have Rovam? Which one should you do? Zok the Be'alacha, you should wait until you get a group together. Rovam sounds exactly like what Shalom just said. Right? A similar question comes up in Birchas Hachama. There's going to be a Birchas Hachama coming up. It's once every 28 years, right? And it came up not so long ago, I remember. There was a big hack about it. And the question was how to do it. So the Ma'aril writes, it's brought down the Shari Tshuva in Simen Reish Chav Tes, which is where the bracha of the Chama is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chav Tes. And the Shari Tshuva brings down that the Ma'aril was right before the Tshuva Sedeshin, also almost everything he says is what we follow. Mariel said that we say the Birchas Hachama after Shachris with a minion. The whole minion goes out and says the bracha on the sun together, as Mariel says. And the Shai, that what does that sound like? Rovam, very good. And what does the Shai Tshuva bring down from the Machzik bracha, the Chidah? He says, what? Why is everybody waiting to say it after Shachris? What about Zrizin? Zrizin needs to win out. Zrizin wins out over Rovam. What? What's happening here? Which one wins out? Zrizin or Rovam? Which one wins out? It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that is almost Mefurish, that says that Zrizin wins out over Rovam. And it's a big shaila in the Paiskim, if it's possible to disprove the raya from that Gemara. But most Paiskim hold that that Zrizin is going to win out over Rovam, based on this. Okay? Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The shaila is to say Hallel and to have Tkiyas Shofar by Shachris or by Musaf. The Gemara says do it by Shachris because of Zrizin. Gemara says maybe do it by Musaf, because more people are going to be in shul by Musaf, because not everybody wakes up so early, right? So more people will be there by Musaf, Rovam. Which one wins out? Gemara says, Zrizin. The only reason why we blow later in the day is because of a shiloh that the Goyim are going to think we're starting a war with them or whatever it is. So therefore, we end up blowing later in the day. Al Kapanim, it seems like Zrizin wins out over Rovam. So my question is, Shalom said before so beautifully that Zrizim wins out, loses to Hiddur Mitzvah. So too, Zrizim should also lose to Rovam Hadras Melech. Right?
Yes.
How could it be that most Paiskim hold that Zrizim wins over Rovam when we said that Zrizim loses to Hiddur Mitzvah? What's the pshat?
Well, it's part of like davening.
The pshat is it's Tali and Archakira before.
Yeah, mitzvah.
The Tali and Archakira before. That we said, why does Zrizim lose out to Hiddur Mitzvah? Because what is Hiddur Mitzvah? It's a din in the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is a better mitzvah. What about Zrizim? Zrizim is a din in the Gavra. So it's going to lose out. How do you view Rovam Hadras Melech? One might say Rovam is a vart of the mitzvah, like Shalom initially wanted to suggest. And maybe that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns about Kiddush Levana. But the reason to disagree with that, and it seems like that's the Ikar Sheet of the Poskim, the Chayodim says that, and others, the reason is because why? Because maybe Rovam is not a din in the mitzvah itself. It's a din in, you know, the surroundings, I guess you can say, of the mitzvah. Similar to how Zrizim is not a din in the mitzvah. Aye, so why should one win out over the other? I still don't know the answer to that question. Right? It should still be a toss-up. I don't know the answer to that question. But my point is simply that it could be it's not so simple because of this point. It could be that it's not so simple to say that Rovam wins out over Zrizin because maybe Rovam is not a din in the mitzvah and therefore it would be different. Okay? That's what we were suggesting.
If it's in the Gavra, then it still should be to the Gavra.
If what?
If it's in the Gavra, it should be to the
No, because it's a better Shachris. It's a better Shachris.
It's better if you meet a lot of people.
That's our question. How to view Rovam? That's my Shaila. I'm the same Chakira that we're clearing in Zrizin, I'm clearing that Chakira in Rovam. Is it a din in the mitzvah, or is it a din in something extra, something external to the mitzvah?
I'm saying either way, they should wait to 8 o'clock. I should be different 7 to 8 o'clock depending on that.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Do we see Rovam everywhere or only?
Yeah, Rovam is everywhere. Yeah, so it sounds like it. Yeah, it's Arachim. It's a question. I'm just trying to help us be able to understand how it could be that we say it's not Docha, right? How could it be? L'chayr, it should be Pasha, like what you said before, that Rovam is the same as Hiddur Mitzvah. It's a din of the mitzvah. So how could it be that that it's Mavur in the Gemara and many Paiskim hold this way that Zrizim wins out over Rovam? How could such a thing be? Shrek, you have to say that Rovam is the other side of the
Chakira. There's no mitzvah that there's no Rovam.
It could be there is, but I don't want to get into it. It's Tully and what is the idea of Rovam? Is it the idea of that everybody is doing a mitzvah together? Or maybe that not everybody is doing a mitzvah, but everybody is actually being yotzei in the mitzvah together. In other words, if you have 100 people doing each one their own individual mitzvah, maybe that's not necessarily Rovam. Rovam means that 100 people are doing the mitzvah together. Is that what I mean? I'll give you an example. Kriyas HaTorah, for example, 10 people. One person is laning and everybody's being yotzei together. Right? You can't have it any other way. But let's say you have 100 people, 10 people putting on tefillin. Each one is doing his own mitzvah tefillin. Is that called Rovam? Maybe not. Because each one is really doing his own mitzvah. So why is it called that a Rovam is doing a mitzvah? Each one is doing his own mitzvah. Happens to be other people are next to him doing their own mitzvah too. That's a Vart in Rovam. I don't want to get too lost on this because it's an interesting idea, but it's something to think about in which is Docha which, okay? It happens to be that there's a Shas Chuvetz Levushei Mordechai that is that he's an Enikel of the Chassam Sofer. He handles this Nekuda more, what I'm saying. But let's go via to the Gemara. I don't want to get too deeply into it because it's Mamash going to take us off. But my point is that we have to be able to be aware when we are discussing each of these halachas of mitzvahs, we have to be aware, is it a din in the Gavra? Is it a din in the mitzvah itself? Or maybe it's even a third thing. Okay. Adkan, the discussion of Zrizin. Now, Blineta, we're going to go back into the Gemara. We'll see, maybe it'll come up again. But let's go back into the Gemara. Zag, the Gemara. Amar Nachma Yitzchak. Bishah Shemini Adam Mitzuyim Bebatayin. Varner Yafel Abedika. What does Nachma Yitzchak say? He says, you know why we're doing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz at night? Because why? People are commonly found in their houses and
better do it at night.
Better do it at night because of the candle. Okay, how many reasons did Daniel just tell us?
Two.
Shtayim. Why do you need two, Daniel?
One.
One. Zuck Shragi. Shragi says one. We have a good machlokas here. Is it one reason or is it two reasons?
Pretty crazy.
Shragi's
there. Say one.
How could you say one?
How could you say one?
Bring one point.
Bring one point.
What do you mean? Explain.
So
what do you say?
The point of there's a guarantee better option for the mitzvah.
Huh?
There's a vaday over here. Both of them are going to make is enhancing the mitzvah. So the question, so the topic he's going for is enhancement. So if something's a vaday enhancement, then we should do it then.
Take that.
Why does it mean that it's two? I don't understand. Doesn't it sound like it's two?
Sounds like it's
two. I think we're all in agreement. It sounds like it's two.
It's two bringing one point.
It's two reasons to achieve one goal, of course. I agree with that. Everybody agrees
one
with that.
One point, and that answer is the reason why we're doing it tonight. That point they're saying is.
But it's two reasons to achieve that one goal. 100%. Everybody's agreeing with that. But the question is, are there two reasons that are being said?
No, there's 14.
It sounds like there's two reasons being said. Right? That's the pashtus. I mean,
two reasons to bring, one reason to bring, well, that's why we do it. To bring the goal.
I agree. Everybody agrees. But to get to the one goal at the end, there are two reasons being said in the Gemara. Right? Why do we need two reasons?
2 points, one reason to bring the goal.
2 points, whatever you want to call it. Why do we need 2 points? Why do we need both of these points? Isn't it totally...
It one real reason.
No.
One reason.
What's the one reason?
One reason is enhancement to the mitzvah.
That's bechlal not addressing what we're talking about. The Gemara says that there's 2 points to do it at night. What are the 2 points to do it at night? Number one is b'shash b'niyada mitzuyin, b'vatem. And number two is araner, yafer l'bedika. Both of those are reasons to do it at night. And both of those are enhancements to do it at night. I agree with that. But the question is, doesn't it sound like there's two separate points being said over here? Sounds like two separate points being said over here. Why do I need two separate points? Let's say Rav Nachman Yitzchak would have just said, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Let's say he would have just said that. Wouldn't that be good enough? Well, let's say he would have just said it. Sharaner Yafel Abedika. Wouldn't that be good enough? It's clear that there's two things being said, and the shaila is why.
Also, hiddur mitzvah.
Hiddur mitzvah?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just
so
nice.
If it's hiddur mitzvah, if you don't know what you mean, so then we'll hold on to it because it's getting a little bit late. Hold on to it for a second, okay? The Olam saw a little bit of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David brings a pshat how it could be one thing. How could it be one thing? Listen to this. We'll read it inside. Listen to this, okay? He says like this. He says, "B'shash mini adam mitzuyim bevateim." At a time when people are in their homes, v'arner yafel abedika, and they have light of a candle at night because they're in their homes then, and they'll be able to use that for the bedika. You hear how to read that?
No.
What?
One way to read it is what I said originally: "B'shash mini adam mitzuyim bevateim." At a time when people are in their homes. That's one. That's why it's at night. Very good. Another reason is araner yafel abedika. Araner is very good to check, and that is during the nighttime. Very good. Two reasons. Zok de balamar, he's quoted by the Beit David and also by the Ritva and the Ramban also in the Mulchames. Zok de balamar, Rav Zerachya Levi, what does he say? He says, no, that's not how to read the Gemara. At a time when people are in their homes, at that time when they're in their homes, at the nighttime, what do? They light a candle when they come home, right? So Mimela, that's the perfect time to do the bedika. Because they're going to be home and lighting candles. It's all one thing.
Yeah.
What's nice?
Then you'll be able to use the candle.
What would have happened if you only wrote the first part?
The point over here is, mitzad the fact that we have people who are using a candle to light to do the bedika. The Mishnah says, "Boit kedas chametz, laraner, laraner." So when are we going to be able to achieve the candle at night? When, because people come home at night, and what do they do when they come home at night? They light a candle, otherwise they can't see. Stop. So they light a candle at night. Beautiful. So what a gewaldige.
People come home too late.
What a gewaldige gemara. What a gewaldige reason to have it at night. That, because then people are going to come home and light a candle, and then they'll be able to have a candle to do bedika. Isn't that great?
No.
So geschmack.
You still don't need both.
What? No, it's not two things. It's one thing.
Well, I need
two
so many things people. That make, things, it's make
one
it
thing
easier.
With extra words, okay?
Why? It's one long explanation.
Of 2 points that make it easier for
us. No, it's like, one point. The Bishash Mnei Mitzuyin. The Bishash Mnei Mitzuyin. According to the first pshat, let's get this clear. Let me make sure this is clear. According to the first pshat, Bishash Mnei Mitzuyin Bebatehem is in itself a reason to do bedika at night. Why? Because people are around, so then they're going to get it done. They're going to do what they need to do because they're around, right?
There's one guy there.
1 second. The people are around at a time when everyone's around, then we know they're going to do it, right?
What about that?
That's one reason. Left. Now there's another reason that you use a candle. The nighttime is the best time to use a candle. So good, it works. So we have two distinct reasons. Mm-hmm. Very good. Comes the Baal HaMor and says, no. That's not a read the Gemara. The Gemara says, people are home. What does that help? That's not its own inherent thing that therefore they're going to do it. No. People are home and they're at night, and guess what are they going to do when they get home at night? They're going to light the candle. Sure. And they get it because people need candles to eat supper, to see, to learn night seder. They need light. So they're going to come home at night and light candles. Now you're ready to roll. Because they have their candle that they're lighting at night.
I can't light a candle during the day.
Oh! Memela Zag de Balamar. Let's say a guy wants to do it during the day, Yud Gimel, and he uses a candle, Zag de Balamar, Mutter!
Whoa.
He's allowed to do it during the day, Yud Gimel.
What's near Yofa? Why I say Yofa?
Yeah, what's nice? What's so nice
what?
About it?
Why I saying that?
Oraner, Yafa Lubedika.
Your friend says your
friend. Oraner, Yafa Lubedika. The light of a candle is very good for Bedika. Good.
So what's the Yofa point?
What's the matter? You use a candle, it's good for Bedika.
Why is it good for Bedika if it's in the day?
Even during the day. Yeah, I don't understand. You never used a flashlight during the daytime?
No.
You never did? Really?
Looking under the couch.
Not yet.
Let me ask you a question. I think I'm going to make a bracha. Bracha Let me ask you a question. When you do bedikas chametz in your house, okay, the lights are on or off?
Off.
Really?
On.
Yeah. On. On.
Off.
On.
Mine are off.
Off. They're all off when you do bedika?
Yeah.
Really? You don't leave them on at all?
I might leave the kitchen light on. Black.
Okay, it's not.
Yeah.
Look.
Leave the
it's
kitchen
a shiloh.
Light on, maybe.
Here's my point. There's definitely a lot of people, there's a large group of people out there that leave the lights on when they do bedikas chametz. What do you do, Yosef? You leave the lights on? No? Okay, forget I called it. I'm joking. Yeah, right? So, you hear what I'm saying? There definitely are people that leave them on. And yet, the candle, the flashlight, it helps to see underneath.
Doesn't help see.
Over there.
Yeah, they leave it because they're lazy.
Whatever it is. Is it that?
It is due because they're lazy.
It helps. No, not even so, even during the daytime, it makes a difference. It also helps. This is the Baal HaMor. It's a very big chiddush. The Baal HaMor is suggesting that theoretically you could do it during the day because the Iker Vart of the Gemara is really focused on the candle.
So that's the point of the first part.
If you use the candle, the first part is because that's how people use that. That's the normal situation that people are going to end up with candles. People come home at night and they're going to use a candle when they come home at night. So Mimela, therefore what? Therefore, we set it up at night. But if somebody on his own wants to go ahead and use a candle early in the day, kol hakavod, bakasha. That's the Baal HaMor. That's the first shita that Rabbeinu David quotes over here, which he disagrees with.
Me too.
He says it's wrong. And the Ritva also quotes this, and he also argues on this. And they say no. There's two things going on in the Gemara. What are the two things in the Gemara? One is Bishash Minyan Mitsuyin. People are home at night. So therefore, the takana should be at night. Because if you're going to make a takana when nobody's home, you know what's going to happen? No one's going to do it. They're busy. You make it at night, they're home, great. It'll get done. Number two, Aranair Yafa Lebedika. When? At night. It's two separate things. Rabbeinu David pulls out that Rashi holds like the second pshat, not the first pshat. Show me a Rashi that talks about this Gemara and explains to us the first pshat or the second pshat. Where's the Rashi? Oh, Zakshragi, I'll show it to you. Where? What does Rashi say? Aranair Yafa Lebedika, Zakshragi, Balayla. What do you want to say, therefore? Aval Bayom Machshech. What does Rashi say? Rabbeinu David apparently is pulling it out from this. That what does Rashi say? That you can't check during the daytime. You cannot check during the day, Rashi seems to say. You need to check only at night. According to Balamor, you could check during the day if you use a candle. On the Yud Gimel, you could do that. So maybe that's where Rabbeinu David saw in Rashi that Rashi argues on the Balamor. Rashi holds the Bedika needs to be at night. Means Rashi holds that there's two terutzim here, and it's not just Zavart that this is practically when people have their candle usually. No. There's two specific reasons why you need to do it at night. Two specific reasons why the Takana was or Larbasa. Okay? This is Machlokas between Rabbeinu David, Rashi on one end, Balamar on the other hand. Big Machlokas with Shainim. And it definitely seems like the majority of the Rishonim are on this side. You guys clearly hold very strongly that there's two separate things going on over here, which Lamaisa brings us to a question which we'll leave off with. We'll pick this up tomorrow. The question is, according to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu David, according to these Shitas, there's two things going on in the Gemara. He gufa kasha. Why do we need two things? In a sense, the Balamar is so much smoother. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says one vart. All you need is one vart. Why should he say two things? L'chaira, it's unnecessary. Two separate reasons for why? What? No reason for it. And therefore, we have a kasha. We're going to leave off with this kasha. Bez Hashem Linetter. We'll pick it up tomorrow with this.
There's one answer. What's the point of the first part? If it's really just about the